With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's your weather set to delay. There we go. Come on in, everybody, on every platform. Speak to me as you come in. Let me know where you're watching from. And share. When you share, people get saved. You all, we are 10 decisions away from 3,000 recorded decisions of people becoming Christians so far this year. That is amazing. Can you just put a praise in the comments for that, y'all? That is absolutely amazing. Come on in, everybody on every platform. Speak to me. Let me know where you're watching from. Arizona, good to see you. Canada, good to see you. Let's go, let's go. Grand Rapids, Michigan, welcome. Hallelujah, good to see you. That is amazing. Brody, that is amazing. New Orleans, good to see you. Southwest Denver, welcome. Syracuse, New York, Aurora, Colorado, good to see you. Come on in, everybody. Let's get it, let's go. Los Angeles, welcome, good to see you. Come on in, everybody. Speak to me as you come in. Philadelphia. Shalom is this Hebrew word that we use. It's baked into the culture of harvest, but it just simply means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, all is well. And so that's just that's a word that we use. I encourage you to build that into the way that you speak, the way that you talk. Make that a part of the culture of how you talk, the way you speak, because every time you speak that to somebody, you're saying nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, all is well. Every time you release that in somebody's life. And every time you declare that over yourself, you're saying nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, and all is well. So come on in and share. Listen, an amazing weekend in Denver, Atlanta, and online. People gave their lives to the Lord everywhere yesterday, which was amazing. And so, of course, we pray together every Monday night for 1 hour, and from 7 o'clock Mountain to 8 o'clock Mountain, that's 9 Eastern until 10 Eastern. Why do we pray for an hour? Everybody drop a one in the comments. Why do we pray for an hour? In Jesus' most defining moment, he literally makes this statement. He says to Peter, James, and John, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? In other words, there was something significant about dedicating an hour to prayer. And I want to encourage most of you, this time that we spend together, it's the most you spend in prayer the entirety of the week. And I say that to say this to you, let's make this matter. Prayer is a privilege. It's not a right. Prayer is something that we get to do. It's not something that we have to do. I want you to think about the privilege that it is to pray. We literally get to go above everybody else's head, and we get to go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We get to go to God, which means I don't have to go back and forth with people. I can go to God. I don't have to fuss and fight with nobody. I can go to God. Can you just put that in the comments? I can go to God. That is such a powerful revelation that I get to go to God. I don't have to fight with nobody. I got to argue with nobody. I got to go back and forth with nobody. I get to go to God. And when I get spiritual, he's going to tell us what to do natural, which means, hear me, everybody, he's about to provide you some answers. He's going to answer you in prayer. Listen, listen, prayer isn't just a question. Prayer is the answer. Did you hear what I just said? Prayer isn't just a question. Prayer is the answer. Three types of prayer that we engage in on Monday nights. The only three types of prayer there are. Number one, it's to ask. That means to pray. This is you praying for yourself. Number two, supplication. This is like a supplement to another Christian's prayer. And then number three, intercession. This is where you're praying for another that cannot go to God on their own. The Bible says in John chapter 9 that the only prayer that's heard of an unbeliever is the prayer of salvation. This is why it's such a privilege, because everybody just can't, watch me, everybody can't talk to God. I need you to put that in comments. This is the privilege. This is the privilege. Every prayer, just because somebody says it, does not mean that heaven heard it. Just because they released it from their mouth does not mean that heaven heard it. This is a privilege that is reserved for those that are believers. John chapter 9 teaches us that. All right. So we're going to engage in all three of those types of prayer. Tonight when we pray, there's a few things I want you to be mindful of. Number one, I'm going to have you to say a lot because Proverbs 18:21, you should know this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you don't say it, you're not going to see it. You're going to have to speak things so that you can see things. You've heard me use this scripture a lot lately, Numbers 14:28, that God's going to give us exactly what he hears us say, which means he's going to take what we say, and that's what's going to manifest. In fact, Psalm 103 says that angels stand ready at attention to hearken unto the voice, listen, of his word, which means when we're praying and we're releasing his word, angels cannot tell the difference between us and him, which is why there's so much power in what you say. Because the angels are about to take what we pray tonight over these next 53 minutes, and angels are about to bring it to pass. Angels are about to go get it and bring it to you. Angels are about to go turn hearts, turn situations. We're about to release the angels that have been assigned to our lives tonight, all right? Angels are about to make some stuff happen. What's angel? It means a messenger, which means they're about to go run a message to somebody. Your name's about to be brought up. Favor's about to find you. You're about to not just have opportunity open for you, but you're about to walk into that opportunity. The angels cannot differentiate from when we speak and when he speaks. That's Psalm 103. And then I'm going to have you to type a lot in the comments. I'm going to have you to type a lot in the comments. Why? Matthew 18:19. Wherever two or three touch as agreeing on anything, drop anything in the comments, on anything, it shall be done for them. Which means when we put something in the form of agreement and online, we put it in the comments. When we put something in the form of agreement and we touch and agree on that thing, that's why in church I always have you touch your neighbor. I'm not doing that just to be doing something churchy. It's because we're activating the power of anything. He says anything will be done for them, which means you got to be careful because that scripture works both ways. If you're not feeling good, don't touch somebody and agree with them. And don't get in somebody's comments about neither am I, because you just agreed on that. He said anything, which means even negative things. So, Father, we begin prayer tonight by canceling everything negative that we have come in agreement with about ourselves or anything concerning our future. Let's pray. We ask that you forgive us tonight, God. We cancel out the power. We cancel out the fruitfulness of anything negative that we have ever decreed or declared concerning ourselves and agreed with. We cancel it, God. We cancel it. This means that it has to be stopped. This means that the fruit has to die. This means that the fruit cannot produce anything that's been in motion because of something negative that we came in agreement with. We pray, God, that the motion would cease. We pray that the motion would stop. And God, we pray according to the scripture that you would set a guard over our mouth. Do not let things come out of our mouths that will curse our lives. Do not let us be the source of our own curse. Do not let us be the source of anything negative that manifests in our lives. But instead, we decree and declare by faith that we will speak life. John 6 says that the words that we speak, they are life. So we speak life into our life. We declare from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, God, that we are 100% healthy and we are 100% healed. We declare that we are prospering in everything that we set our hands to, according to 3 John 1:2. You said that you wish that we would prosper and be in health equal to, or even as our soul prospers. I pray that our souls are prospering. This is our mind, thoughts, will, and emotions. That our minds are right, that our thoughts are right, that our emotions are right, that our will is right. And right means it's what you want. It's only right if it's what you want. It's not our right, but it's your right. So we pray that it be what you want. Let us be in total and complete alignment with you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray tonight that you would forgive us for all of our sins, those committed knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive us tonight, God, for transgression. This is where we willfully deviated from what we knew to be right. Forgive us tonight, God, for not only transgression, but forgive us, God, for sin, which is where we miss the mark. And we ask that you forgive us tonight, God, also for iniquity. This is generational sin that has been passed down and around. We ask that you forgive us, and we ask that you do not count these sins against us. And according to Numbers 14, 18, your word says that while you forgive iniquity, it passes to the third and the fourth generation. We pray, God, that every curse that has been in operation in our bloodlines and our families, in our regions and our communities, Father, we pray that we would be the end of that curse. We declare we are the end of that curse. We are the curse breakers, which means, Father, it can't visit to the third and the fourth generations after us. Because it ends with us. Come on here, y'all, pray with me. It ends with us. We declare that dysfunctional relationships end with us. We declare that dysfunctional thinking ends with us. We declare that lack ends with us. We declare that poverty ends with us. We declare that messed up family situations end with us. We declare that abandoning the Lord, it ends with us. We declare that abandoning our assignment, that ends with us. Nothing that is negative or a curse will be passed beyond us to the third or fourth generation, according to Numbers 14, 18, because it ends with Jesus. And we decree and declare by faith that all is well concerning our lives. Like that Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 6, her declaration was that all is well. So Father, we speak over our own lives. We speak life over our own lives. And we declare that all is well in every area of our life. There is no area that we look at where it's not well. We decree and declare that by faith. Why do we decree and declare? Because Job 22 and 28 says this. It says, you shall decree and decide a thing, which means you shall say it and then do it. You'll decree and decide. You'll say and you do. You'll decree and decide. You'll say and you do. We shall decree a thing and decide a thing, and it would be established for us, and light would shine on our paths, which means once we have declared a thing and once we have decided a thing, that light's going to shine. It's going to show us how to get it done. So we make this decision now in the name of Jesus. We decide. Come on, somebody type "I decide" in the comments. We decide that the rest of this year will be the best of this year for us, but the remaining 20 days, we declare that what you haven't done all year, God, you're going to do it in the last 20 days of this year. According to John chapter 2, we pray that you have saved the best for last. We pray that you have saved the best for last, which means we're going to see our best breakthrough, our best blessing, our best favor, our best news. Oh my God. Our best news. Oh my God. Our best news. We rebuke the spirit of low expectations because of the negative or the bad news or the news we didn't want to hear that's been coming. And we declare that you have saved your best news for us for last. You saved your best finances for us to last. You have saved the best for last. Why? Job 22, 28. We decree it and we declare. We decide it and we do it. We decree it and declare. We decide it and we do it. We say it, so we're going to see it. You have made us, God, in your image and your likeness. In your image and your likeness. In your image and your likeness. And what are you, God? You are a speaking spirit. Everything you created, you spoke it. God, wake us up to who we are. Wake us up to the power that we already possess and that we already have. Don't let the devil get the victory because we don't know who we are. Don't let the devil succeed in any way, shape, form, or fashion concerning our lives because we don't know who we are. Make us aware of who we are. Can you put that in the comments? I know who I am. We are in the image and the likeness of the Most High God, which means everything you can do, we can do. You said that greater works than you did, we would do, which means, God, we are supposed to do more. There's nothing greater in terms of quality, but there's greater in terms of quantity, because everything you did, God, while you walked the earth, you did in 33 and a half years. Well, God, you've given us more time than that. You've given us more time than that. So because you've given us more time than that, that means, Father, that we can do greater. And I decree and declare that we would do greater in every way, shape, form, and fashion. And we thank you that it is so. Now, Father, over these next 45 minutes, step a double down. Over these next 45 minutes, rebuke every distraction. Over these next 45 minutes, God, don't let us be pulled to the left, to the right, up, down, in any other direction. Let us lock in prayer. Let us lock in and focus on you. Let us lock in and make our demands. Let us lock in and make our demands. In Jesus' name, we give you glory for it. Come on, let's come up for breath. Everybody say amen right there. Everybody say amen right there. Do me a favor. Every platform, would you share tonight? When you share, people get saved. When you share, lives are changed. Good to see everybody tonight. If you haven't, let me know where you're watching from. Would you do that? Speak to me. Let me know where you're watching from and share. When you share, people get saved. Guys, we are 10 away. And we're going to ask God, Father, I ask that the 10 decisions that we are away from 3,000 people recorded, giving their lives to you this year, God, I ask you for them tonight. If you're agreeing with me in faith, would you just say, do it tonight? Do it tonight. God, you said in Psalm, you said that we could pray and ask for you, the heathen. We could ask for the unbelievers. So we ask for the unbelievers tonight, God, that in just a few moments when the invitation is given for people to come to you for the first time or recommit themselves to you or to be sure, we pray, God, that you would do it tonight, God. Don't let this night close out without us seeing you get us to 3,000. Watch me, not for my glory, not for harvest glory, but do it all for your glory. These are lives that matter to you. So we pray now, God, that even as social media is going, Father, extend the reach, change the algorithm, make it so that this video gets to more people than it's ever gotten to before. Make it so that all of our social media channels, remember y'all, pray with me, God, that they reach more people than they've ever reached before. Father, blow our minds. Let the algorithm shift in our favor. Let Facebook shift in our favor. Let Instagram and TikTok and LinkedIn and Facebook and our Twitch and Twitter and our website and our app shift it tonight, God, so that it reaches more than ever before. Why? Because it is your will that no man should perish, but that all should be saved. Your word says that it's your will that all should be saved. So we stand in agreement with you. Use us as vessels. Use us as vessels. Come on. Can I get you to tell them in the comments? I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel. Use us as vessels, Father, to reach everybody, black, white, tall, short, every pedigree, every background, everybody included, nobody excluded, God. I pray that your love would emanate in prayer, that your love would draw. You said that it is the goodness of God that draws men into repentance. So, Father, I pray that your goodness, watch me, would not just be heard, but your goodness would be felt tonight. Let us feel you. Let people who have never joined us on prayer before, let them feel you tonight, God. Let them feel that love, and we call them into salvation tonight. I pray, God, that we have that mentality. Come on, y'all, let's push in prayer. And we have that mentality about our lives. You said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that you have given us to the ministry of reconciliation. God, our purpose is universal. It is to reconcile the people back to you. Now, our assignments, the way we do that, that will be specific. But our purpose is universal. So I pray, God, that we all have that mentality tonight. Let this mind that was in Christ be in us also, that we were sent to get people back to you. And so no matter what we're in, if it's an arts and entertainment, business, education, family, government, media or church, no matter what of the seven spheres we're in, God, it is your intention that we are set there and sent there on assignment to get people back to you. We are not here just to have babies, pay bills, and die. We are not here just to get houses and cars and a 401k and a retirement and a life insurance. We are not here to just do that and die. We were sent from the realm of heaven to come to the earth so that we would make the realm of the earth look like heaven. And for that, we tell you thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us. I feel like praying tonight. Thank you for sending us. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for putting us on assignment. God, give us an acute awareness of the necessity of our assignment. Give us an acute awareness of the necessity of our purpose in the name of Jesus. Don't let us just go through life chasing money. It's bigger than money. Don't let us go through life chasing position and power and stages and prestige. It's bigger than that. You trusted us on this earth with an assignment to make the earth look like heaven. So, Father, let us fulfill that. Let us fulfill that. Come on, y'all. I need you to pray with me. Lord, we are not those that chase things. We are those that pursue your kingdom. Matthew 6:33, it says, and seek ye first. This means prioritize, prioritize. We tell you tonight, God, you are our priority. Come on, y'all. We tell you tonight, your kingdom is our priority. Getting people to you is our priority. How do we seek the kingdom first? In our time. That's faithful attendance, whether it's in person or online of church. How do we seek you first? That's with our talent. That's faithfully serving, whether it's in person or online. How do we seek you first? That is with our testimony. That's inviting people and getting people to you. How do we seek you first? That is through our treasure. That's faithfully giving our tithes, offerings, first fruits, and love offerings. How do we seek you first, God? That is with our thirst. That's with our prayer, praise, and worship. Matthew 6:33, seek first. You are first. You are first. You are first. What you want is first. What you desire is first. What you tell us to do is first. First means everything else comes after that. Everything else comes after time, talent, treasure, thirst, testimony. Everything else comes after that because this must be first. Forgive us, God, for ever putting anything or anybody in a spot that's reserved for your kingdom. You didn't even say seek you first. You said seek your kingdom first, which means if we really love you, we're going to make what's important to you important to us. Jesus said, I feel like praying. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, do what I said. So God, we are those that just don't give you lip service. Come on here. We are those that give you life service. Oh my God. We are not those that just give you lip service. We're those that give you life service. Forgive us for putting anything or anyone in the spot first that is reserved for your kingdom. Time, talent, treasure, thirst, testimony. Can you just put five T's in the comments? Time, talent, treasure, thirst, testimony. 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 God, you will be first in all of those areas. Everything else sits secondary to those things being first. Because what you want is what you get. What you want is what you get. Father, we tell you we are yours. We are your property. Because you bought us for the price 2,000 years ago. We tell you tonight, God, that what you want out of us, you have out of us. No resistance. No resistance. Come on, y'all. No resistance. We will not resist you with our yes. We will not resist you with serving. We will not resist you with doing whatever is necessary. If we got to get on planes, trains, and automobiles and go back and forth, you have our yes. If we got to sow more than we've ever sown before, you have our yes. If we got to love on some people that we'd rather not, you have our yes. And we have to do what's uncomfortable for us. Well, you have our yes. You have our yes because we were not sent to the earth to fulfill our purpose. We were sent to the earth to fulfill your purpose, which is our purpose. And for that, we say thank you. We are here to please you, and your kingdom is first. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's just go old school for a moment. Just tell them, yes, Lord. Tell them, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And notice the word yes, Lord, like Ananias told him, because he can be your savior, but not be your Lord. What's the difference, Bishop? For many people, the extent of their relationship with God is he's their savior. He keeps saving you from stuff. Save you from an abusive marriage. Save you from a bad relationship. Save you from crazy family folk. Save you from financial disasters. Save you from a disease. He saves you. Watch me. But you never make him your Lord. Lord means he runs you, which means if he says jump, your response is how high and for how long. Watch me. And while you're asking those questions, your jumping has already started. It's quiet in these comments. It's quiet in these comments. For many, he's only their savior, but he's not their Lord. Consequently, you never get to experience him in the fullness of who he is. Because watch me, there are certain things that can't be shown to those that only want to be saved, but never want to be, watch me, but never want to be led. Oh my God, I just said something. But you never get to experience him in the totality of who he is because you just want to be saved. You don't want to be led. Salvation is the beginning. Hear me, it is not the end. Oh my. So when he says jump, my response is how high? When he says this is what I want, I'm not fighting with God about what he said that he wanted. He gets what he wants from Bishop Kevin Foreman all day, every day, because I was not sent here to serve myself. I was sent here to serve him. I was sent here to put his kingdom first. So a lot of times, Father, I pray for priorities. Because for a lot of people at the end of this year, God, priorities have to get in order. I pray that priorities will get in order, and that kingdom got to be first. If that kingdom is not first, you always going to come up short. You always going to come up last. You always going to get taken advantage of. You always going to get played. You always going to get the bad end of the deal because you keep getting things out of priority. I pray that our priorities, God, that our priorities are in alignment with Matthew 6:33, that our priorities are in alignment, You are first in our time, talent, treasure, thirst, testimony. In Jesus' name. Now, some of you are like, Bishop, what are those things? Teach me those things. This is why when people give their lives to the Lord, and I say, have you text Harvest and you enter the option for salvation? I literally teach you those things, those five T's, because those five T's literally are everything. When it says keep the Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom, those are those things. For those of you that are members and you're connected to Harvest, it's in Harvest You. Those are those five things. And I teach them periodically throughout messages. Thirst is your prayer, praise, and worship. Those five things represent what it means to seek first the kingdom. You got to hear me. So if your priorities are out of order, your life will be, your body will be, your mind will be. So, Father, I pray that our priorities are in the right order. This is prophetic because 11 is the number of dysfunction and disorder. I pray that today be the last day of dysfunction and disorder in your priorities in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I pray that today, come on here, y'all, be the last day that your life is out of order or out of prioritization, proper prioritization, in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Mm-mm. Today, the 11th was the last day. 12 means proper order. It means proper government. It means proper structure. It means proper prioritization. We stepping out of 11 into 12. Let's go, y'all. We stepping out of 11 into 12. I pray that anything that comes against his kingdom being first, that you be able to shut it down quickly. I pray that anything that comes against his kingdom being first, that you be able to silence it. I hear you, Lord. I even pray because some of you, your priorities get out of order if it's certain people. There's certain people that will get your priorities out of order. Watch me, simply because of who they are. They're familiar to you. And so a familiar spirit pulls you out of order. But I pray in Jesus' name that your priorities would remain in order. And for that, we say thank you. Come on, I just need you to speak this. Say, my life is in order. My priorities are in order. And it starts with this kingdom first. Period. That's it. Nothing else can be first. Your marriage is not first. Oh, let me get you together. Oh, because a lot of Christians saying a lot of stuff that the Bible don't say. And that's why your marriages are failing, because your marriage is first. That's not Bible. Your kids are not first. I know. Bishop, I'm a single mom. I'm a single daddy. Your kids are not first. The kingdom is first. It's quiet on the comments. The kingdom is first. The kingdom is first. The kingdom is first. Your job is not first. The kingdom is first. Your money is not first. The kingdom is first. Your career is not first. Ready for this? Ready for this? Ready for this? You are not first. You are not first. You are not first. Oh my God. We live in a narcissistic sociopathic culture that says, what I want, I got to put me first. You are out of order. Father, correct us tonight. Father, get us in order tonight. Father, get us together tonight. We are not first. Your kingdom is first. You told us prioritization. You told us what's supposed to be first. You told us that if that was first, then all these things would be added unto us. Which means when things are prioritized right, all these things would be added unto us. We don't have to chase these things. They're going to be added. We don't have to run after these things. They're going to be added. We don't have to do dirty to get these things. They will be added unto us. So we tell you, your kingdom is first, sir. It is first, sir. It is first on Monday, first on Tuesday, first on Wednesday, first on Thursday, first on Friday, first on Saturday, and several times first on Sunday. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And because of that, you're about to add to us. And because of that, you're adding to us. And because of that, you're adding to us. And because of that, you're multiplying us. Deuteronomy 1:11. And you would multiply us 1,000 times and bless us. What is multiplication? It is simply accelerated addition. It is simply accelerated addition. Because your kingdom is first, God, we declare that we are those that would experience all these things being added unto us. All these things. All these things. Anything you need is part of all these things. Anything you desire is part of all of these things will be added unto us. And for that, we say thank you. Get us together tonight, God. Get us together. Let 11 be the last day of this. Let 11 be the last day of out of order. Let 11 be the last day where things are not according to how you said. We are not first. Oh, God, I hear you. He said, push it. Not only are we not first, God, but what we want is not first. Your kingdom is first. Jesus said, let this cup pass from me three times. Nevertheless, not what I want, not my will, but your will. What we want is not first. Oh, God, come on, y'all, let's pray. What we want is not first. What we desire is not first. How we see it, I heard him say, push it. How we see it is not first. You ready for this? How we feel about it is not first. You are our God, not our genie. You are our king, not our gopher. You are God. You're Alpha and Omega. You're beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. Nobody like you. Nobody besides you. You are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord that fights for us. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides for us. You're Jehovah Rohan, the Lord our shepherd. You're Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that is our healer. You are, you are, you are, you are. And we thank you for it. Make what we want what you want. Here's the shortcut. We ain't got to get all deep and about. Just make what we want what you want. Make our taste what you, oh God, make what we have a taste for what you want us to have. Make what we have a reach for what you want us to reach for. Make what we desire what you want us to desire. Don't let us desire it if you don't want it for us. Don't let us reach for it if you don't want it for us. Don't let us have a taste for it if you don't want it for us. Here it is. Don't let us desire to be around those kinds of people. But that is not what you have designed or ordained for us. And for that, we say thank you. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. Y'all do me a favor. Let's come up for breath. But do me a favor. Just say, yes, Lord, right there. And do me a favor. Share on every platform if you haven't shared. Why? Because when you share, people get saved. When you share, lives are changed. We're 10 decisions away from 3,000 recorded ones so far this year. The lion's share, the majority of that has come right through online. And part of that is because of your share. So make sure that you share. Interestingly enough, every interest service we've done in Atlanta, there's not been one where somebody's not gotten saved. And since we've been doing them, every Sunday in Denver, people are getting saved. Every Sunday online, people are getting saved. God is amazing. Don't you tell me people don't want God. Don't you tell me people don't want to get things right with God. That's a lie, okay? Let's push this thing further. We're talking about prioritization. We're praying about prioritization. Bring about his will being what we desire, his will being what we want. Let's push this thing further. Sometimes it's difficult. You ready? Come on, blow them up, Brody. Sometimes it can be difficult to ascertain what to do next when there's a lack of clarity concerning his desire, his will, etc. And I prayed something, and I want to circle back to it so you understand the power of what we prayed. And what I said was that, Lord, make what you desire what we desire. Make what you want what we want. Now, let me tell you the power of that prayer. He's about to change. You ready for this? He's about to change your taste. He's about to change, listen, what you reach for. He's about to change who you reach for. He's about to change who you run to. He's about to change, you ready, who you can be around. He's about to change who you can tolerate. When you don't have clarity, it's difficult to have courage. You can't take courageous steps when you don't have clarity. So, Father, I pray that we have absolute clarity. Because what did we just do? We just hacked prayer. We just hacked prayer. What do you mean we hacked it? What we just did is, instead of making this thing so deep and mystical, we just hacked it. So we said, what you want, make it what we want. What you desire, God, make it what we desire. And if you don't desire it, we won't desire it. If you don't want it, we won't want it. We don't have to be in this battle, this internal battle where we lack clarity because there's a war. There's a war, like the Apostle Paul says, there's a war happening in my members. And what I want to do, I don't want to do. And what I will to do, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. It doesn't have to be a war. We just need clarity. It doesn't have to be a fight. I heard the Lord say this just now. He says, for some of you, you're finally about to be at peace with God. Because you've not been at peace with God, because you've not been at peace with yourself. You have not been at peace with God because you've not been at peace with yourself. I need you to make that declaration. This is looking a little darker down this guy. I'm about to be at peace. I'm about to be at peace. I hope so. It's not a statement of faith. I am is a statement of faith. I'm gonna need you to fix that. I'm gonna need you to fix that. If you're gonna type it in the comments, you gotta give me faith. You're about to have peace with God. Somebody asked me today. They said, so you're always encouraging people. I said, you're always doing videos, you're always praying, you're always doing your purpose. I said, you're always encouraging people. They said, do you have ever moments where you doubt? I said all the time. Do you ever have moments where, you know, like you're, I forget the wording, but essentially the sentiment was like, you know, where you're like, God, I don't know what's going on. Basically like a lack of trust or even anger, frustration with God. I said all the time. I said, but let me tell you how I quickly get out of those places. I said, I quickly get out of those places because I'm at peace with him. Yeah. Come on here. I'm at peace with him, which means I reconcile that whatever he wants, that's what he gets. Period. Can you just say, I'm at peace with God? I'm at peace with God. I've reconciled, you ready? I've reconciled that there may be things that happen, and it's not that God didn't fail me. Look at me. It's that if I didn't get the outcome I wanted, then it's for his glory and my good. Because my faith is not, listen to me, my faith is not in no outcome. My faith is in God. So because my faith is in God, I may be mad and have a human moment, and you know, and I have them all the time. If you want to do, I have human moments all the time. I'm like, Lord, I can't believe it. And I snap out of it. And for some of you tonight in prayer, snap out of it. I need you to snap out of it tonight. I need you to say, how many of you, if you'll be honest, today you kind of had a little tussle, a little back and forth, a little, I'm not sure, wave at me. Watch me, I'm at peace with him. So if I don't get the outcome that I want, we're about to cover this in prayer. I see you. I got you, baby. I see your hands. I see you. Hair salon. I see you. I see you, Treasure. I see you, Joanna. I see you, Underbell. I see you, Crystal. I see you, Seven. I see you, Sharon. I see your hands. Look at me. Here's what this means. It just simply means this. Okay, God, if I didn't get what I want and I didn't get what I prayed for, this means, because you told me, Numbers 14:28, y'all ready for me? We're about to pray this. You told me that you would give me exactly what I said. So if I didn't get what I said, one, I persist. But then two, I also submit. Whew! God, let us submit to your will. I submit to the fact. I don't keep persisting. But I submit to the fact that if you pulled an executive decision here, that there's something that's going to be for your glory and for my good. So if you didn't shut this down, and I wanted you to shut it down, it's for your glory and for my good. I submit to that. I'm at peace with you, sir. Come on here, y'all. Who is prayer blessing tonight? I'm at peace with you, God. I'm at peace with you. If I ask for something, there's right now, there's something I pray for. And I put a time on it. I said, God, why is this not done? He said, persist. I said, yes, sir. And then I kept praying. He said, persist. He said, I'm going to teach you persistence. Persist. But I'm at peace with you. I'm at peace with it. Oh, my God. I'm at peace with it. What does that mean? I submit. I submit to the fact that this kind, what did Jesus say? Matthew 17:21. This kind only comes out with fasting and prayer. There's some things that aren't going to happen as easy as other things. I submit to that. I submit to you. I submit. Come on, tell them, Lord, I submit to you. I submit to you. I submit to you. See, here's what you think. You think, you say, God, I just want peace. Or he'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. But this does not mean that what you're dealing with will be peaceful. But I submit. Father, help us to submit even in a storm. Woo! Help us submit even when it's a mess. Help us to submit even when we want to holler, scream, curse, and act a fool. Come on here. God, help us to submit. We submit. I'm at peace with God. He loves me unconditionally. And I know he loves him, some Bishop Kevin Foreman. Woo-wee! I'm his favorite, in case you don't know. Right? Favored means favorite. I'm his favorite, just so you know. Okay, y'all know we have a good time, okay? Watch me. Just say, I'm his favorite. We're all his favorite, because we're favored. But watch me. But I submit to know I am. Watch me. But listen. But I submit. Come on, even in a tornado, I submit. I know he loves me. I know he loves me unconditionally. And I love him. And I love him. And I love him. And I love him. And I've given my life. I've given my life to what he's wanted. And it is my full intention to continue to say yes. I'm at peace with God. Come on, y'all. Please put that in the comments. I'm at peace with God. He said, how do you always encourage people? Come on, we're praying. Do me a favor. Share on every platform. If you haven't shared, make sure you share. I said, how do you always encourage people? I said, because my faith is in God, not an outcome. I said, he's my God, not my genie. A genie, you rub them the right way and they give you 3 wishes. I said, he's my God, which means he tells me to speak things. He tells me to do things. I do all these things. And I submit to the fact that some things may just happen more quickly than others. I submit to the fact that there are certain things I'm going to have to persist. That's why Wednesday's Bible study, you do not want to miss it, because I'm going to show you a scripture. Matter of fact, I'm going to just tease the scripture. But before I do that, let's cover this in prayer. God, let us be at peace with you. Let us submit to your will and just simply say yes. Let us be at peace with the fact that there are certain things, God, that we're just going to have to keep persisting on. There are certain things we're just going to have to keep knocking. You said, ask, seek, knock. There are certain things we're going to have to ask more than once for. There are certain things we're going to have to seek more than once for. There are certain things we're going to have to knock more than once for. There are certain things we are going to have to persist for. And we make peace with that. We're at peace with you. Father, forgive us for acting spoiled and entitled. Forgive us, God, for having an entitlement mentality. Forgive us for that. We're at peace with this. We're at peace with the fact that there may be some things where you don't take us the 11-day route. You said you could have taken the Hebrews the shorter way and they would have gotten to the promised land much quicker. You said, but you didn't take them that way, lest they see warfare and want to turn back, which means it's all for your glory and our good. I'm at peace with the fact that there's a conspiracy in the world, according to Romans 8:28, to make all things work together for my good. We are at peace with the fact that all things work together for our good. We are at peace with that. So we are at peace with you. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, let's push it. If you want to go a little further, say, go, Bishop. So they said, you're always encouraging people. You're always building people, always doing that. And so I was explaining, I said, he's my God, not my genie. I said, now that doesn't mean I don't have human moments. I said, that doesn't mean I don't have moments where I get, you know, frustrated and angry. And that doesn't mean I have human moments. I said, but I have to snap out of those moments because I am at peace with him. He is king. He is not my servant. He is king. He is king. I'm at peace with that. I'm at peace with that. There's the scripture. And Wednesday Night Live Bible study. Oh, my God. Dude, I used to never miss our pop-ups or any of the services online or in person or wherever you're at. You should never miss any. But this Wednesday Night Live, there's a scripture I'm going to show you. I'm only going to tease it. I'm not even going to tell you where it's at. I'm going to tease it. And here's what the scripture says. Give him no rest until he does. I'm done. I could literally stop right now and run around this hotel room. I could stop right now. I'm gonna say it again and let you respond in the comments. You ready? Okay. If you got a comment, you need something, just shoot us hello at harvestchurch.church. Other than that, stick with us in prayer. Stick with us in prayer. All right. Everybody, hear me clearly. The scripture says, Stephanie. She said, Bishop. Here's what the scripture says. Give him no rest until he does it. I'm going to say it a third time. Him there is talking about God, by the way. Him right there is talking about God. It says, Nakia, it says, give, and I'm not going to tell you where it's at. You got to watch Bible study on Wednesday night. It says, give him no rest until he does it. Wow, right? In other words, God said, there's some things I just want to see when you go, if you rest and then you ain't got results yet. There's just certain things I want to see. When are you going to tap out? So Noah, you got to go through 40 chapters of hell, but don't give me no rest. Moses, you got to go through 40 years in a wilderness. Don't give me no rest. Hebrews, you got to go through 40 years in the wilderness. Don't give me no rest. Oh, wait till we're in a live Bible study. He said, do not give me rest until I do it. Ain't that and I'm not telling you where it's at. I know some of y'all are going to Google it and figure it out, and that's fine. But on Wednesday night Bible study, I'm going to teach you this. He says, you don't rest until it's done, and you give him no rest until it's done. Which means every day, you better hear me. I'm going to be right up. You found it. Ain't supposed to be Googling stuff. Every day. Here I go again. Yep. Here I go, sir. Yep. Bringing it back up to you again. Yep. Every day. Here I go, sir. Bringing it back up to you again. Yep. Every day, sir. Bringing it back up to you again. We talking about this again? Yes, sir. Yep. Again. Yep. Yep. Putting a demand on it. What I teach you yesterday at church. Put a demand on it. Yep. Yep. Yep, because watch me, I don't tap out quick. Father, I pray for our endurance. Come on, y'all, we got 14 minutes left or 11 minutes left. I pray for our endurance. I pray that we would endure. I pray that we would not be those that tap out quickly. I pray that we would be those that ask, seek, and knock until we get the question answered, until we see what we sought out, until the door that we knocked on is open and we're in the door, in the rooms, eating the popcorn, feet up on the table. I pray for our endurance. God, push the punk in us out. For some of you, I heard the Lord say, you've had so many victories in your life that now you think that these are supposed to get easier. It's not that it gets easier. It's that your strength has increased. Your strength has increased. And I pray, God, for our endurance. We are not those that will tap out quickly. We are not those that will tap out quickly. We are not those that will tap out quickly. Mm-mm. We will give you no rest until you do it. We will give you no rest until you do it. We will not rest until you do it. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Come on, can you just release this in the comments? I don't tap out fast. tap out. For those of you unfamiliar with that, like in a wrestling match or a fight, if you tap, that means your enemy's got you in a position and you're tapping out to say, I'm done. And if you tap out quickly, and if you tap out quickly, and if you tap out quickly, listen carefully, if you tap out quickly, then what happens is this means you forfeit the match. And for some of you, watch me, you have gotten all the way to the end of the year. I wish you would tap out. There's some people who already, I was talking to somebody and they said, they're already, oh, I ain't really worried about them. That's for 2023. I'm ready for the next year. I said, are you kidding me? I said, there's 3 weeks left in this year, 20 days now. I said, are you joking? That I'm not tapping out. 2023 still owes me. And Father, I pray that everything that the year owes us, Psalm 67:6, the earth will yield its increase. And I pray, God, that everything that the earth has that is belongs to us, that we've spoken over, that we've claimed, that we've walked on, that we've spoken to, I pray that we would possess. We do not tap out fast, and the earth will yield its increase. And the earth will yield what belongs to us. I don't know who needs this. I think, matter of fact, I do know. All of us. You are not done with 2023. It still owes you. It still owes you. And what did I teach you yesterday in prayer? We make a demand. We put a demand in Jesus' name. So yesterday, and this is how we have to end prayer tonight. Do me a favor, if you haven't shared yet, make sure that you share. When you share, people are saved, lives are changed. We're 10 decisions away from 3,000 people giving, that's just blows my mind, of people giving their lives to the Lord. You all are on, so y'all can see there's no smoke, there's no, we ain't capping. There's no lying about that. You see the people responding. You see the decisions. You see the people coming to the Lord. You see most of them because you don't see the ones in buildings unless you're in a building. And you don't see the ones that all of our online ambassadors get, but you see a good amount of them. So you can see that it's happening, right? So when you share, people are saved. So make sure you share. I gave you four examples yesterday. Of people who put a demand on some things. And I want to pray that for some attributes from these people that we would have them, of these four individuals, all right? So I want to take the last 7 minutes and pray these four individuals. Ready? Let's go. Number one, the Bible says in Genesis that Israel, or Jacob, his name was changed to Israel. The scripture says that Jacob, that he wrestled with the Lord. It says a man, one version. Another version says an angel. But you'll notice it's capitalized. So it was really the Lord. He wrestled with the Lord. And he really was wrestling with himself. Because whenever you wrestle with you, you're really wrestling with the Lord. Because the Lord is in you. So you wrestle with yourself. Anyway, he wrestles. And the angel says, let me go. Let me go. For the day is about to break. In other words, he says, the sun is about to come up. Which means, y'all ready for this? When did this happen? When did this wrestling match happen? In the evening. Can I tell you when the enemy will try to attack you with anxiety and negative thoughts and all that? Often it's in the evening when the day has subsided. It was in the evening and the angel said, the day's about to break. The sun's about to come up. He says, let me go. Jacob says, I will not let you go until you bless me. So there's two things I want to pray from Jacob real fast. We got to go. Two things I want to pray from Jacob real fast. Number one, I want to pray that when we're in that wrestle, you ready for me? That we do not succumb to worry. Father, when we are in that wrestling, we will not succumb to worry. Instead, God, we would be those that, like Jacob, he said, I will not let you go. I will not let you rest until you bless me. In other words, I'm not leaving this situation discouraged, frustrated, angry. You're not letting me go until I know I got a breakthrough. You're not letting me go until I know there's a shift in my situation or a shift in me. If the situation ain't changed, I got to change. But I'm not letting you go in Jesus' name until something is different. Come on, I need you to put this in the comments. I'm not letting go I'm not letting go. If you've ever watched a service, you'll notice sometimes I make reference to atmospheres because it's not just people in the building, it's online atmospheres. And I will, everybody hear me, I don't succumb to an atmosphere that there's not a breakthrough in that atmosphere. Anybody that's ever been in a building, you know that. You know I don't submit to an atmosphere. I will arrest that atmosphere. I will arrest that. There you go. I've been looking for you, T. Brown. I literally, you were on my list of that. I ain't seen the comments. I see you. Y'all just see, no, I pay attention. I take attendance. I see all of our online family. You ready? If I listen, listen carefully. I will not succumb to an atmosphere. Mm-mm. I don't succumb to it. I'm going to arrest that atmosphere. And I'm going to make sure there's a breakthrough in that atmosphere. I'm going to make sure that that thing shifts. Have you, anybody seen that? I do not succumb. And for some of you, when the enemy comes to you with stuff, you succumb to it. And I pray that you would not. You accept it. And you cannot accept it. You cannot accept it. Okay? Number two, I gave you, actually, I'm going to give you a bonus one. Number two, Rachel. Let's go, Rachel. Rachel said, Lord, give me children lest I die. She put a demand on it. And the Bible says, the Lord didn't just give her one, that he gave her two, Jacob and Esau. One of them we just read. What did she say? She said, Lord, this is so important to me that I've connected my existence to this manifesting. In other words, Lord, this has to happen. This has to happen. Father, I pray that like Rachel, that our position and our placement is that this has to happen. We cannot give in to doubt. Oh my God. We cannot give in to doubt. This has to happen. Come on, y'all, put it in the comments. This has to happen. Father, give us that character trait from Rachel that made her say, this has to happen. Let me give you I gave you Rachel as a bonus. The other one I gave you yesterday was Solomon. Solomon offered up 1,000 burnt offerings to the Lord. And the scripture says the Lord visited him in 2 Kings. The scripture that the Lord visited him. And when the Lord visited him, the Bible says that he says, ask of me what I shall do for you. And whatever you want, I'll do it. God gave him a blank check. God gave him a blank check. Solomon doesn't ask for money or riches or wealth or God to kill his enemies. You know, he didn't ask for that. Solomon says, look, give me wisdom to run these people of yours. He says, show me how to be a good king. Here's what he's saying. If I ask for the right thing, I'll always get the right things. So I want to pray that. Lord, show us how to ask for the right thing so that we get the right things. Solomon didn't ask you for money, wealth, or riches. He said, show me how to do what I've been sent to do well. Oh my God, there's such revelation. Show me how to do what I've been sent to do well. Because if I do that well, I'll get these things. I'll get these things. I'll get these things. I'll get these things. I'll understand these things. Father, show us how to ask the right questions, not just in prayer, but in business, in life, and family. Show us how to ask the right questions. Father, show us how to ask for the right things so that we get the right things. Oh my God, man, I gotta close this out, but there's so much revelation in that. He asked for the right thing. So the Lord says, I'm gonna give you what you asked for. He said, but because you didn't ask me for this other stuff, I'm gonna give you what you didn't ask for. He says, I'm gonna give you wealth, honor, and riches so that there will not be, breathe, yes, so that there will not be, and you submit to it if he has something better. Oh, I happen to see your question, all right? But there's such revelation in that. There's such power in that. Okay? He says, show me how to be a good king. You want me to be king? Show me how to be a good king. Because if I'm a good king, I'll get all that stuff. I don't have to ask for all that stuff. I get that. You ready? I gave you Solomon. We're almost done, guys. Do me a favor. Share if you haven't shared. We're almost done. I gave you Solomon. I gave you Rachel as a bonus. I gave you Jacob. All right? Let me give you Mary, Jesus' mama. Jesus' mama. And John chapter 2, why I keep saying he saved the best for last. Jesus' first recorded miracle was turning water into wine, but he wasn't ready to do it. His mama says, whatever he says, do it. Whatever he says do, do it. Whatever he says do, do it. Whatever he says do, do it. And to the servants, they followed his instructions. She put a demand on him. And the scripture says that the master of the party said, everybody else normally gives out the best wine first. Then when everybody's drunk and inebriated, they give out the cheap stuff. He says, but you have done this differently. You have given out the best last. What do we need to take from Mary? Mary took on this position. There's a supply because I have a demand. And to everybody tonight, we got a closed prayer right here. There is a supply because we have a demand. Any area that we have a demand, there is a supply. Oh my God. I rebuke you thinking it doesn't exist because you don't see it. Oh my God. I rebuke us thinking that it does not exist because we can't see it. Just because we see it does not mean there's not a supply. Just because we can't see it does not mean there isn't a supply. Just because we don't see it doesn't mean there isn't supply. Oh my God, there must be a supply because I have a demand. Therefore, there must be a supply. There must be a supply. There's a supply of the right people. There's a supply of the right staff. There's a supply of the right facility. There's a supply of the right building. There's a supply of the right money. There is a supply because you have a demand. There has to be. Lord, lock that in us, just like Mary did. Lock that in us, God, just like Mary did. Lock that in us, God, just like Mary did. There must be a supply. Stop letting us think, God, it doesn't exist because we don't see it. And I rebuke whoever's been telling you what you want, you ain't going to find. Who is that? That's several of you. They keep telling you, you ain't going to find that. Just because they don't think that there's a supply, that's because it's not their demand. That's several of you. Somebody's been telling you, you ain't going to find that. You ain't going to find that. You ain't going to find that. Mm-mm. Just because you don't have a demand does not mean that there is not a supply. All right, it's 10:02. Let me go and give you this last one. Woman with the issue of blood. It's a lie. Woman with the issue of blood. She says, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made well. What does she do? She gets to Jesus, grabs the hem of his garment, and Jesus says, power just left me. He looks around. Bible says that her and Jesus have a conversation. And the Bible says she tells him the whole story. She tells him how the reason she has the issue of blood is because of what the relationship she got caught up in and she shouldn't have been with. Because the reason she had the issue of blood was because of the relationship she shouldn't have been in. So for 12 years, she suffers because of the relationship she was in. I don't know who this is for. But for some of you, the suffering you've had because of your previous relationships, I just heard the Holy Ghost to say that suffering is coming to its conclusion as this year concludes. Oh my God. The suffering that you have had because of the relationship that you were in, it's coming to its conclusion at the end of this year. It will not walk in 2024 with you. You said how? I've taught on it before. Get our app. Get our app. Text Harvest to 55498 to get our app. All right? Okay? The short answer is, if you look in your Bible, there's a cross-reference to Leviticus. Leviticus says that one of the curses that would be extended to improper relationships, specifically sexual, would that be that the woman would have a discharge of blood that would not stop. She did that. She did that. But what I love about our God, come on here, y'all, here's our shout, is that even though she did it, he got her out. And the Bible says she grabbed the hem of his garment, and immediately she felt she was healed. Immediately, suddenly, New Living says, at once. We got to end prayer. We're over time. Just put these three words in the comments. Immediately, suddenly, at once. God, we're about to be saying those words over the next 20 days of this year. Immediately, suddenly, and at once. Immediately, suddenly, at once. Listen, do me a favor. I need somebody on TikTok, somebody on Instagram to type this phrase so I can pin it. Text Harvest to 55498. Just like I said, text Harvest to 55. You on it, Erica. You got it. Boom. You got it. Text Harvest to 55498. It's on the screen for you all. I need somebody to put it on TikTok. I want to encourage you, if you don't have our app, get our app. The app is the best way to stay connected to Bishop Foreman and Harvest Church. Just text Harvest to 55498. Get our app. Number two, if prayer has blessed you tonight, I just spent an hour and 5 minutes pouring into you. I want to encourage you to sow prayer into somebody else by sharing it. When you share, thank you, Vivian. When you share, lives are changed. When you share, people get saved. All right. So I want to encourage you to do that. Then number three, if prayer blessed you, I want to encourage you to sow into it. Sow a seed. Some of you, I'm your pastor. Harvest is your church. You should be tithing to Harvest. You should be tithing into the great ministry and the great work that God does through Harvest. We're blessed to be a blessing. If that is the case, you can certainly do that and be a part of that. All you got to do is, let me give the methods. So you can use Cash App, dollar sign Bishop Foreman with the number two. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify, all of that is available. Here's our seed tonight. Our seed tonight is literally this. We're going to sow for the 20 days remaining in the year. So 20. You can do $20.20. You can do $220. You can do $120. You can do whatever you do, put a 20 in it to signify the last 20 days of this year. Now, if you're overseas, you've already started a new day, but you still sow the 20. Whatever you sow, put a 20 in it. And you're going to just simply make this declaration. You're going to make this declaration. You're just going to say, my demands. Very similar to yesterday. How can you sow that? Again, Cash App, dollar sign, Bishop Foreman, the number two, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. All of that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. All right. Whatever you sow, put a 20 in it. My demands. Last but not least, I'll give you the giving methods again in just a moment. But guys, don't hop off. Don't hop off. Right, Tisa, that's it. I've taught on it before. Don't hop off. I've just spent an hour and 4 minutes pouring into you. If you're saved, I need you right now. I need you to begin to pray for people that are unsaved and don't know the Lord, that right now, when I give this invitation, that they would come to the Lord. Scales will fall off of eyes, scales will fall off of ears, that nothing would stop people from responding to the Lord tonight. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you're at, something with a 20 in it, roadies. Wherever you're at, on the count of three, you do the hand wave emoji or you say it's me. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. Everybody's included, nobody's excluded. That's you tonight. Tonight's your night. One, two, three. Wherever you're at, do that hand wave emoji or say it's me. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you are at, tonight's your night. But everybody that's already saved, you're already Christian, pray. I need you to pray. Let me know you're praying. Do the prayer hands. Don't do the hand wave emoji if you're praying. Only do the hand wave emoji that says to me, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure tonight. Tonight for the seed, we're calling it my demands. Or you just say demands. Wherever you're at, there's one. Wherever you're at tonight. Everybody's included. Nobody's excluded. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. 2,000 years ago, God stepped in a body. That body's called Jesus. That body died so that you and I could have life, and life more abundantly. God's not mad. God's not angry. He's not trying to beat you up. He's not trying to beat you down. Tomorrow, I see that in the comment. Tomorrow is not promised. Don't say, I'll wait until next Sunday. Next Sunday is not promised. What you have is right here. What you have is right now. And if that's you tonight, you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you're at, you do the hand wave emoji or say it's me. You do the hand wave emoji or you say it's me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, wherever you're at, we see that there, what, one? All right, we're waiting. I'm going to give you a few seconds. There's two. We're waiting on you. Do that hand wave emoji or say it's me. Wherever you're at, come on, y'all, I need y'all praying. Father, we pray that nothing would stop or block or keep people from coming to you tonight. There's three. I see you. For those of you that are struggling to hit the button, you're like, I don't really know. I'm not sure. I need you to be sure tonight. For those of you like, this is between me and God. This really has nothing to do with anybody else. Jesus actually said that if you deny him publicly, he deny you. So this is no pressure. I just want to make sure that you got this solid. I just want to make sure that this thing is locked in. There's four. Wherever you're at. There's several of you. You got your hand on the button. It's not fear. It's keeping you from pushing the button. You respond. Wherever you're at, you do the hand wave emoji or you say it's me. Wherever you're at, I'm going to count down from five. And then we got to pray and then we got to go. I'm going to count down from five and then we got to pray and we got to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Five, waiting on you. Four, waiting on you. Three, waiting on you. Two, I see you. There's five. Wherever you're at. One. Guys, you can keep responding. But we got to pray. We got to wrap this up. We got to pray. It's 10:10 Eastern time. When I'm on the East Coast doing prayer, prayer hits different. Come on, repentance. All right, that's six. There's seven. There's seven. There's three more of you on here. Where you at? There's eight. Where you at? Where you at? There's two more of you on here. Where you at? There's two more of you on here. There's two more of you on here. Everybody pray this prayer with me. We're going to wait for you. Everybody pray this with me. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forth. There's nine. If I fail or if I fall, give me the grace to get right back up again. There's 10. You love me with an unconditional love. Now, God, take us into overflow. You love me, come on, everybody say it, with an unconditional love. Lock that love in me. You are first all day in every way in my life. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. I'm just going to be honest. There's still a couple of you where you need to respond tonight. And you don't know, you don't drag it out too long, but there's still a couple more of you. You need to respond tonight. One of you, you're a man and you've had deep anger towards God because you've not understood some things. I see you over on YouTube. There's 11. You've had deep anger from God because of some of the things that you just didn't understand. But I hear the Lord saying tonight, even in what I just spoke, He's dealing with your anger. He's dealing with your anger towards him. And that you see that it wasn't God that was against you. It was, in fact, a lifting for your husband. There's 12. That literally tonight, God's turning that thing in you. He's giving you a heart of flesh. What does that mean? He's breaking up that thing that's been between you and him. Because the truth is that you just didn't have anybody else to blame. But deep down, you really knew it wasn't him that was doing something against you. Whoever you are tonight, you can respond. Whoever you are tonight. Come on, y'all. Just keep on praying. It's 10:13. I know we're 13 minutes over. I know it's 10. Are you responding, Truth Lord 89? Are you responding? I just want to make sure that we get you in the count. Next fast is going to be in January. I want to make sure we get you in the count. I want to make sure we get you in the count. Truth, love, is that you? Wherever you're at. Y'all, we're about to wrap it up. But this is the most important part of what we do. Is people coming to the Lord. That's you. So that's 13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you. That's 14. Wow. To God be the glory. Listen, guys, if you just prayed that prayer, I need you to take your phone. Well, you're on your phone. You're going to text harvest to 55498. It's pinned on both platforms over here, Instagram, and I see you on Instagram and TikTok. And then it's at the bottom of the screen over here. Text harvest to 55498. And when you do that, you're going to send your text. You enter the option for salvation. And when you do that, we're going to shoot your text right away to show you how to make Christianity your lifestyle, not just a hobby. God's not mad at you. I want to encourage some of you all, lock in. There's a reason you're connected to Bishop Foreman, a reason you're connected to Harvest. I encourage you to lock in. Every day we do pop-ups. Now, I do want to just give you a heads up. So the pop-ups have been random times. As we begin to move towards the next year, I'll tell you how we're going to do that a little differently. Because the pop-ups have been random, which has been amazing, all right? Atlanta, you can join us next Sunday in Atlanta, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and then Sunday morning in Denver at 9:15, and then online, 9:15, 11:15, 1:15, 4, and 7, all on Sunday. Pop-up tomorrow, Wednesday Night Live Bible Study, 7 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Eastern. That thing is going to be amazing. And again, I want to encourage some of you, if I'm your shepherd, Harvest is your church, you don't have to be in Denver or Atlanta. You can be anywhere across America, around the world. You can connect and be a part of our family. You connect the same way. It's all on text because it's simple on text. Like, we don't have an old school clipboard where they come down, come on, see Sister Johnson to sign up to join the church. We don't do that. We're new school. Come on, somebody say new school. We're new school. So you just shoot the text, enter join HC, and you can be a part of the family. Everybody's included. Nobody's excluded. All right, love you guys. We're 15 minutes over, but God just took us over 3,000 recorded decisions tonight of people who have become Christians or recommitted themselves to the Lord. Can you give him glory? Can you give him glory? Those lives matter to me and they matter to God. He did that. I'm glad you found Harvest too. He did that. He did that. And we just getting started, y'all. And I'm glad you're a part of it. All right. Again, if you're going to sow whatever you sow in prayer tonight, put a 20 in it, $20, $40.20, $220, $2,020. Put a 20 in it and just say, these are my demands. That's our seed for prayer tonight. Use Cash App, $, Bishop Foreman with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Giblify. You can use hello at harvestchurch.church or just go to our website, harvestchurch.church. I'll see y'all for the pop-up tomorrow. Love you. Man, God is so good. Saved the rest of this year or the best of this year. He saved it for the rest of this year. In Jesus' name. Love y'all. Shalom. Love y'all over there. See you TikTok. Bam, bam, bam. Here we go. Love you all. See you. Man, God is good.